This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Celebrating 10 years on the air, thanks to Australia's only LGBTIQ+ radio station, Joy 94.9. This is QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Tasmania police are investigating after a vandal defaced transgender pride flags flying on Hobart's town hall. The council raised the pink, white and blue flags on Friday, November 19 for Trans Awareness Week. The community gathered for a Trans Day of Remembrance ceremony the next day. But on Saturday, a vandal had stained the flags with black paint. Hobart Lord Mayor Anna Reynolds called the vandalism appalling and said Tasmania police were looking at CCTV footage. The Uniting Church in Australia has spoken out against the Morrison government's religious discrimination bill, declaring the latest draft does not achieve the balance needed to protect all people. Prime Minister Scott Morrison introduced the third version of the controversial bill to Parliament last week, but LGBTIQ advocates and legal experts panned the bill for permitting more, not less, discrimination. MPs on the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Human Rights will examine the draft legislation and report back on February the 4th. An elderly gay couple will sell up and leave their Toowoomba home following homophobic abuse. Bruce Gardiner told the Toowoomba Chronicle that he and husband Derek suffered 8 years of abuse, vile comments, rumour spreading and a serious assault. He said the abuse began immediately following a nearby resident becoming aware of the couple's sexuality. Together for 35 years, the elderly gay couple will now sell up and move on. A longtime gay activist and charity worker has won a life-changing $1 million on Channel 9's Millionaire Hot Seat. Anthony McManus appeared on the show last week, and after a series of increasingly difficult questions, made it all the way to the final challenge. The question was, which of these classic literary works was published first? To which Antony correctly answered, The Count of Monte Cristo by Alexandre Dumas, published in 1844. Sydney's gay penguin power couple, Sven and Magic, are celebrating their third anniversary and are still inseparable, their aquarium says. The same-sex penguin pair went viral in 2018 when staff at Sydney's Sea Life Aquarium announced the monogamous males had paired up. The duo made headlines around the world after hatching two chicks together at the Darling Harbour Aquarium. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
A decision from World Rugby officials making it easier for players to switch countries could open the door for Israel Folau to return to Tonga. A player can now move to a nation of their birth, their parents or grandparents, but can only switch their allegiance once. Brazilian Olympic gymnast Arthur Nori Mariano has introduced his boyfriend to the world on social media. The former Olympic bronze medalist shared a video of himself and his partner Yao Otavio Tasso while wishing him a happy birthday. Nori, who's never formally come out, has competed in three Olympics and bagged a gold at the 2019 World Championships. Despite mounting criticism, the FA insists that football fans will be welcome at the World Cup in Qatar. FA Chief Executive Mark Bullingham says he's made strong progress in addressing several human rights issues affecting FIFA, like the Emirates' treatment of migrant workers, women and LGBT people. Bullingham claims that LGBT people will be allowed to travel to Qatar and support their team, safe from jail time and death, and hopes the event will be a catalyst for further change in the country. And finally, Manchester United's LGBT plus fan group has demanded an apology after Instagram deactivated their account due to complaints from homophobes. The Rainbow Devils received anti-gay messages after Man U unveiled a banner at Old Trafford supporting the group, but despite having their account reinstated the same day, they're asking for a guarantee the issue will not happen again. They thank Man U and the media for helping alert Instagram to the problem.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTIQA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.